world is so tempting. It is always trying to bounce upon you and then pull you down. Like the gravitational force of the earth. You have to create your own vacuum around you. Zero gravity environment. And that which creates a zero gravity environment is satsang. Like an astronaut who wants to soar high up to the stars. What preparation that he needs is to create that zero gravity environment. If he is not fit, he can't soar high. To go up on the spiritual ladder to the stars. And if you want to become an astronaut, create that zero gravity environment here and then try to practice it.
Others don't have the concept that satsang means talking and discussing something, this verbal exchange. It is one of the aspects of satsang. Satsang has three aspects. Sangha means company. Have a company. To be familiar with. To be one with. To be in company of what? Sat. The reality. What is Sat. So the Satchidananda, that Sat there. Sat Guru, that Sat there. But Sat means Satyam. The word is Satyam, truth comes from that. What is Sat. To be in constant company with the truth, what is, whether you call it I or Brahman or whatever you call it, that which you don't have, but you are, that is real Sat. That is Satsang. But how we can catch hold of that substance? The way that all the scriptures said is, those who have experienced that Sat, the Satpurushas, to be in company with them, to be in their presence, is satsang. But we don't get their company always. Then a different aspect of the satsang. To talk about them, to discuss about truth, the truth of our own being, the universe, our relationship, all these things which have been discussing. And about them that we have already realized it, that becomes at that level a satsang.
All these things may look that it is nothing to do with your realization, with getting that experience. What is that sharing, talking and all these satsangs and all these things? It is just like the harvest and the fencing. You sow something in the ground and something sprouts up and then the harvest will come. But in order that you enjoy the harvest, you need a good fencing. And fencing is not a part of the harvest. But if you want to really enjoy the harvest, you have to take care of the fencing also. Otherwise, you don't get the harvest at all.
You're saying satsang is this? Satsang is the fencing?
It's the fencing. Because our mind is so weak that we are easily influenced by the environment. So we need some kind of protection. Some kind of emotion is lit, a small lamp is lit, we need a fencing, a protection for that, a glass, a chimney. If it is a big fire, you don't need a fencing. It consumes everything in the environment. If you are seeking, your emotion has become so powerful, then you influence the environment. Wherever you go, satsang will be automatically created there. That as long as we feel that we are influenced by the environment, you need a fancy. You need a chimney.
Guruji, to be able to think of Baba, to be able to imagine who Baba is, all those means that you spoke about, one has to have a very clear conception of what that is.
That is why I read his life, be in contact with that, do satsang. By all this we are doing these things in order to get a clear picture.
You yourself have spoken about Baba being a much broader thing than Baba who lived and died on this earth, you know, in that body.
It's okay. Whatever it is, you want that state, whatever the state that you want. I am telling you, do this. I am asking you to focus on Baba. Whether you like Baba or not, don't worry about it. Do it. There are 24 hours to have to follow your own way. Just that 1 hour you have to follow your own way. And what is that way? That way which is making you incapable of enjoying and appreciating the people showering their love on your own object of love. I prefer being there and expressing love in your own way, because being there has an advantage of being among the co-lovers, the fellow lovers. When his object of love is loved by so many people, the whole expression of love everywhere, that also gives an enjoyment. In Arati, what happens, there are so many people who are expressing their love. To whom? To the object of our own love. If you have a problem with that, then there is some problem with us. And being in the company of so many, it also is congenial. It has a good influence on your mind. That is one thing which is nisatsam. Without our knowledge that we have such, that the congregation, having so many people's love, being among the thing, that even though that our dry minds, sometimes it becomes dry, we don't have the feeling. Sometimes we have, sometimes we lose it. Then it becomes wet with the love of our surroundings. They have that influence. Try to make yourself prone to that influence, subject to that influence, and reap the benefits of that. There is a benefit in collective expression of love. That is why I encourage it. You have to invent how to connect in a proper way. Not only simply sitting and closing your eyes, but well, how you open your eyes, how you react with the world, how you react with the Baba, how you talk about the whole spirit of it. These things you check among yourselves and then try to rectify it. Try to walk in a vigorous way, sitting there, or lounging. No. Walk, run. There's not so much time for you. For all of us, of course. So don't simply say that, oh, so much time is there, we can do it. No. If at all you are interested in achieving your goal, now run. Otherwise, time will be wild away like this. Talking about this and that. What is your goal? What do you want? How am I living in the whole day? The whole day in 24 hours, how much space Baba has taken in our lives? How much space that we allowed Baba to enter into our lives? Think about it. Make more windows. Make more venues. More some ventilators. That is the satsang I like. Not simple, some ritual. Sitting there with crossed legs and closing our eyes.
and sleeping in a different posture and going away. No. Let it be lively. Make a diary every day. Diary means not simply writing. Don't make it as another ritual again, no. What I mean is mentally. How far that we have done? What are the things that I have done which take me away, take me astray from the goal, from my path? Don't relax. In essence, what I say is don't relax.
Actually, everybody was acting. What do you call it?
The water.
It was actually above the water. Some people met. If more people there, it is easy for acting. So in satsang, even though our devotion is so weak, the other people's devotion will roar on, on and on. I was looking at that before. Oh, this is satsang, I thought. Actually, there is no need. The river will take you. You are not going against the currents, or it's not still waters. It was moving like that. Only the barrier is to give the direction, and that man who is doing it, he is doing it anyhow. Like that, the force of Ganges is like Baba's power.
Guruji, you said previously about the state of perpetual satsang. Could you say something about that state?
When you are hungry, when you are eating food, what gets and what levels it gets satisfied? First morsel, your hunger is not satisfied. But why do you take it if it is not satisfied? But it leads you the second one, the third one, the fourth one. And when your stomach is full and you say, add no more, then you relax. You don't take food then, at that time. The plate is not in front of you. You are not even thinking of hunger and food at all. But what you realize, what you relax, what I said, siesta, that is actually the goal. For that, you tried for food and you have eaten and all this. Even though at the end, when you are experiencing it, nothing of this sort will come to your mind. It's not connected to you. That is perpetual eating. That's siesta. And this is what we are doing now. You are taking one morsel, two morsels. This goes on. But till what? Till full, you are full. Then you don't need satsang. You don't need me. You don't need a plate, no dining table, no water.
I am connected with you. And when you are here, try to connect with me. And I think there is a vague, remote possibility that people can connect with me when they are in silence.
You said we sit in meditation and we see the disturbance from our mind. You said that's the first step. So what would be the second step in that case?
First step in the sense, not there are steps. When you have the determination to remove those disturbances, that is the second step. But how do you want me to say the steps? Having the disturbance is one thing, but we should have the mind, the will, to remove it also. The class has side, but we should be willing to wash them. It's okay. You'll be the first step. Yeah, I agree. I know it is. Then what? My clothes are not good. I like to wear like this. Nobody helps them. So the second step is your determination to remove the disturbance, to wash your mind with a detergent of a satsang. Baba's name, Baba's love, use that detergent and start washing it.